coronavirus. Like, fuck.
Why? What have you been doing?
Fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
going to
buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your fucker. Host,
Salsa.
James.
I will end you, you goddamn motherfucking bitch. Or I'm Jenna. And Salsa's going to be dead.
Yes.
Yeah. That yep. Story yeah. checks out. I'll keep your trophy somewhere safe.
Also, I got to burp while talking.
I know.
I was really impressed with myself.
It made it sound really guttural and like yeah. evil for a second. And I was like, okay, Satan is coming out of her face right now.
But I kept going. You guys, mm-hmm. I kept going.
Nah. Nevertheless,
you know,
she persisted.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. So anyway. So it's been a short week here at the AON Labs.
A day and an hour.
Yep. We are...
Because daylight savings time.
We're changing things up here a little bit in the AON Labs due to our ever-changing schedules and lives and things like that. We are switching our recording nights to Mondays.
Monday.
So those of you who keep track of things like this, and I know there are some of you who do.
You'll only listen to the edge of the podcast, but you'll pay for the whole free thing.
I'm probably still going to put these out at the same time.
Oh,
really?
Next, you know, tomorrow night, as opposed to doing that tonight. Oh. But that gives me more time to actually do that, as opposed to being up editing until midnight.
So I shouldn't tell everybody about the cool thing I'm doing tomorrow, because they won't.
I mean, you can.
It'll be too late.
All right.
I don't actually have a cool thing tomorrow. I'm fucking with you.
I was going to say, I can put this one out tonight if you want me to, but...
No.
But this just gives me a little more time to do the editing and still have it out on Tuesday night.
Wait, I thought you enjoyed being up until 3 in the morning putting this shit together.
You know, I have a job that gets me up really fucking early now, and...
You mean like I've had for the past 5 fucking years, but yeah. We didn't care about that until it affected you?
Look, after recording was done, I was still editing for an hour and a half.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
That having been said, we are doing a earlier night, and we had an hour less due to the aforementioned daylight savings time.
Due to International Women's Day.
Uh-huh.
I fucking... couldn't... It was so good.
I was so pleased with myself over that one.
Would you like to share with the class?
Oh, yeah, I should, but I don't have it up right away, so now I'm just stalling.
Sometimes you have to play with it for a little bit.
Come on, phone.
While she's looking that up, I, despite all of this, was up until 2 o'clock in the morning last night, which would usually only be 1 o'clock in the morning, but it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Shit, I got ripped back.
Watching a show that I had heretofore not been familiar with, and now I am familiar with it, and I was up until 2 a.m. watching it. another British show, because of course.
My surprise is palpable.
That I found on YouTube.
The hell you say?
Called The Taskmaster. And it's...
Am I in this?
All about
and I
rope.
Just didn't know about it?
It is fucking amazing.
It's like British Bake Off, but with ball gags.
Kind of. It's you start...
Now I'm even more fascinated.
It's the entire season...
Makes tea time really hard.
The entire season is all the same 5 contestants. Okay? Celebrity contestants.
Okay.
And then they have Greg Davies as the Taskmaster. And his assistant, who is the guy who actually produces and created the whole thing. But what the Taskmaster does is he sets these 5 a task. And they have to complete it. And then he awards points afterwards based on his own capricious whim.
Well, as one does.
Right, okay.
The first episode of Series 4, the first thing they do, they have to bring something. That's the first task of every episode. They have to bring something. Okay. So the first, as season 4, episode 1, the first thing they had to do was bring a celebrity autograph on a piece of on a vegetable.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, celebrity autograph on a vegetable.
Yes.
Could, Were they celebrities? Could they just sign their own thing?
Well, see, this is...
Could they sign each other's things?
This is the thing, is technically...
Could they have just gone up and asked what's-his-name to sign the goddamn thing?
No, this is the best fucking part, is because Greg Davies, even though he is the Taskmaster, he's not the producer.
Okay.
You know, so he didn't actually know that this was the task, you know, for until basically... So, one of the fucking...
Oh, God.
Actually got Greg Davies to sign it.
What?
Yes.
Perhaps even better.
And it was so good because he's explaining, you know, he's like, well, I actually got a friend of mine to get this signature from you. And then they show a picture of it. And Greg Davies gets this look and he goes, she said it was for charity.
Nice.
That's delightful.
And then he was like, you know, he gave him like fourth place on that one because he stole from charity or something.
Oh,
yes. So I like it.
I like that.
But it was pretty great. Like the one that got first place on that challenge was David Suchet on a string bean.
Damn.
It was like, yes, that is, well, yes.
I'd want to do like Carrot Top, but on the bottom of the carrot.
Well, the one that got last was wow. Hugh Dennis.
That's prop comedy.
Yeah.
Who got Malcolm X's signature on a carrot and who is just an X in pen.
Nice.
But then throughout the episode, they are given tasks. And they need to complete these. And all of these tasks are filmed in advance. And mm-hmm. they take place around this house. The Taskmaster house. And they are various ridiculous challenges. That are just... Like, they had one where they had a red carpet outside on the patio.
Right.
And this red carpet probably had a 10-foot diameter. And in the middle of the carpet was an easel.
Yeah, right.
And they had to paint the likeness of the Taskmaster, but they could not touch the carpet.
Huh. Oh my God.
Only the paint and the paintbrush could touch the carpet, is basically what it said. Only the paint and the paintbrush could touch the carpet or the easel. That was it. And so the whole point behind Taskmaster is people trying to game the system and trying to find loopholes mm-hmm. and shit like that.
Right.
So people would be like,
you enjoy this.
Yeah. And so they would like, a couple people would like, roll up the carpet using the toothbrush or the paintbrushes.
Yeah.
And then they were able to get really close and it was fine. And some of them would like go to the garden shed and duct tape paintbrushes to garden rakes and paint from a distance.
First inclination.
And one person...
Mine was to roll up the carpet.
Yeah, and one person like poked
like
the...
Ramp?
One person like poked the easel so it fell over backwards and now it was really close to the other side.
Nice.
You know, and so they were able to paint. You know, but like the whole point of all of these tasks is finding the fucking loophole so you can complete. One of them was they were supposed to paint a person, but they could not look at the person. The person was behind a curtain. They could only ask yes or no questions.
Ooh.
Do you have a nose?
so they had to...
Does he look like a bitch?
So Hugh Laurie... So Hugh Dennis...
So it's false.
Hugh Dennis was brilliant. He got a mirror. And he went, I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at an image of them.
Yes.
I'm looking at a reflection of them.
I mean, technically, this you're is, always it, looking it, at an image and a reflection.
But he was like, I am not looking... at them.
True.
So it was like all these,
as long as you remember to transpose it left to right.
It was a horrible painting by the end of it. And then the last task of every episode is live on stage.
Okay.
And so it's just fucking brilliant and hilarious, and it's a bunch of celebrities doing stupid shit for the fun of it, and it's so goddamn good.
You're so excited about this. It's, we haven't even started
drinking
yet. Oh my
shit. I haven't. We've got a drink in front of us.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not just any drink.
I wanted to dive right into the whole, oh my God. It's a fun show.
Well, yeah.
Taskmaster.
You were excited.
YouTube. All right. Yes. We are drinking scotch.
Yes. Glenmorangie Highland Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Spios. Private Edition number 9.
Spios.
S-P-I-O-S.
Espios.
I spios.
Spios. Why spios?
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
gosh.
What?
Oh, for cute.
What? Oh, my.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Or maybe it's the cereal that James Bond eats. So, there's that.
Spios.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, fully matured.
I spios, James.
In American X-Rye casks.
Mm.
X-Rye?
Yeah, you can see right through them.
Oh, I thought I just... They broke my heart or something.
No, you drink enough of this so you get X-Rye vision.
Okay, wow. That's a... Oh, I love
that's got a great smell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's caramely and
sweet.
Yeah.
Caramely, but like woody too, just a little.
It smells like apple.
The hell kind of apples are you eating?
Woody ones. Oh,
that's good. That's that's warm.
That's delightful.
That's warming me up.
Whoa! Wow! Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
What was that? Glenmorangie?
Glenmorangie.
Okay.
Spios. Spios.
Spios.
Somewhere at this moment in time, CD Scotchbringer suddenly got a massive eye twitch and doesn't know why.
That's because why. I said apple but didn't mention what kind.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like a 2E?
Of your eye?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because of daylight savings time, International Women's Day has only 23 hours to the day, and still 70 cents to the hour. Boom. Mm.
Ha.
I would drop the mic, but these were kickstarted and kind of pricey, so I'm not gonna. But I was so happy with that, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's... A man planned that.
23-hour day for international.
Canal Panama?
Yep. You know, everything was going so well.
And then somebody had to hire him.
But follow-up question.
I thought he'd make us booze.
Sidebar. What the fuck, Jenna?
I mean, you know, kind of. But no, really, it's also, how do we get rid of him at this point? I don't...
I've been trying.
I keep farting, but like, he seems immune.
Just thinks it's funny.
I know, it's weird.
All right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
James, what have you been up to?
Many things. Many things.
Okay, but like...
Yeah.
Can you be more specific?
I mean...
Yes.
Well, cool. Way to package that.
All right.
Can you unpackage that?
Oh, sure.
Bit?
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Friday, I got to bring many folks to see the closing weekend of Fearless Five.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting.
Good.
Yeah. I enjoyed all of the shows a second time. Saturday.
Yeah.
Had a fairly nice, relaxing day. Had some very deep conversations that day. And,
We need to explain the difference to you between a thing that
most
happened
days.
To you and
then,
a story.
Oh, and I saw chess.
Oh, you saw chess? How was chess?
Most days we can't shut him up. And suddenly...
Like, but see, there's a difference. Like, right now, he's just telling us about things that have happened to him.
Yeah.
But there's no story.
Yeah.
There's no...
I saw chess. And,
okay.
Is
that also a thing that happened to you?
It was lovely.
Well, is there a story around it?
Many.
Any that you are going to share?
For the sake of comedy, no.
Salsa's left. He's gone. He's just gone. He walked out. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job, James.
I mean,
we finally
as much
over.
As Salsa's been trying to get me to leave for years.
Yeah.
Also this. Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
So there was that.
Good story, James. Thank you. That was a really good story.
Thank you.
I appreciated that a
I'm glad
lot.
You stuck around.
No, he sold the scotch
oh,
and
shit.
Left. Fuck. Oh, God damn it.
That means that we only have all the rest of this scotch.
That's true. Thank you, Sidious.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. No. And
what was your favorite part of Chess? Because I know they're doing the new structure, and I didn't get to see it. They put that up right before Die Laughing, and I'm like, fuck you guys, this isn't happening. But...
Right.
Sorry, I got 50 hours to plan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
Seeing all my friends...
Yeah?
Who are in Chess, seeing them doing things, it was fucking awesome. As usual, the fights are really interesting.
I believe it.
Yeah. They are. They're spectacular. The Corsairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Salacious.
So not very. The roses.
New.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, we'll see how that pans out. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
But, cool. That was my weekend.
Nice. Way to have a weekend.
Friends.
Joe and I spent Sunday practicing our hand pies. Because there's a thing coming up.
Is that a euphemism?
No. No,
no, it's a herphemism.
Why do you gotta gender it?
Them.
It could be a
gender.
No.
Drink.
No. 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 Get out.
Oh, all right.
Pour me another. Stay.
Oh.
Ha. You don't get to take the scotch.
Damn it. I was so close.
No, right. You weren't.
I thought I was so close.
So, yes. Yes, we know you did. it's okay. No, so there's a pie day thing coming up this weekend.
There is.
Yeah, I really fucking hope you remember, Salsa. it's going to be real awkward when about 50 of your friends just spontaneously show
just
up at your house.
Send down my house. It's a good thing I finished the floor.
Yay!
Woo!
But so we were practicing these hand pies, and we were trying this crust recipe. And we're trying the filling. Like, we wanted to get a practice run in.
True.
And I'm...
That's the euphemism.
Really glad. Really fucking glad that we did.
Oh.
It did not go well.
This crust was falling the fuck apart. Like, I'm trying to fold it over into the... Over the filling.
Did you get it too warm, or...?
I think warmth might have had something to do with it.
What kind of crust is it?
It was just a very basic flour Crisco.
Like hot water or
cold water?
Cold water. Okay.
Cold water. Mm. Yeah, and salt. That's it. And so, I mean, it makes for a good crust, but it didn't make a very foldable.
Crust. Yeah.
If I'd been pinching it into something, that may have worked.
Sure.
But yeah, like folding, it was just like, nope, fuck you. So I was like, oh, damn. So I'm going to have to, I might have to knead it a little longer so it gets more of that stretch going.
Hmm.
Chill it longer, something. But maybe put an egg yolk in it. I hear that can help with some of that.
That is a really good idea, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really smart. I had that idea, and then I looked it up and figured out that it's an actual thing that people do sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes!
Nice.
Or you can use blood.
Also true.
Miners to whose? Doesn't matter. Is there a specific blood type that I should
go
for?
No, but you can replace eggs in any recipe with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll do the same thing.
I just... Eggs are easier to work with.
It's true.
Like,
you get fewer questions.
Plus, you have to brush the dough with egg anyway.
It would give it a beautiful color, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it would.
All right, I'll run it by Joe. We'll see what happens.
Okay. And if Joe just mysteriously isn't there, we'll know what happened. Is that... Or Salsa isn't at his place?
How much blood do you think you need?
How many people is she trying to feed?
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was talking with with Joe about size because we were debating. What? The size of the hand pies. I don't know what you guys were thinking.
Oh, we were thinking about penises.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I see why you're laughing now. That's funny.
Amazing.
But I was talking with Joe about size. Very specifically, diameter. Or circumference, depending on how you're looking at it. I'm gonna not even clarify any of this and try to get through this story. So Joe thought that they should be bigger.
Typical.
Well, and I think a part of that was because of the stretchiness. He wanted to, you know, make sure that everything was covered.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go for smaller.
So it would fit in your hand.
Well, it'll fit in your hand and make my hands look huge. Mm-hmm. But also, you can get more out of a batch of dough that way. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you only need so much for this particular pie day gathering. Like, you only need a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to get the
make them bite size. Yeah.
I mean, not quite pizza roll, but yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
Like, did somebody bring pizza rolls one of the first years?
It's actually not the worst plan.
Somebody has brought a pizza, but I don't think anyone's brought pizza rolls. But yeah, I think if you do like dumpling size,
yeah,
that's completely
that's what I was
need.
Going for. Yeah. And Joe was thinking bigger, because of course he was. But yeah, so we kind of debated that, and I think if we get he's right about the dough stretchiness.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to work that dough a little bit more and probably work an egg, I know it, to get it to fold better. But yeah. So I think we did settle on the smaller size. Just because we did have one that actually worked out.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, do we use diced up meat or ground beef?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Oh, yeah. Those are all very important questions.
So, like, how thin are we going to chop it? Mm-hmm. Since it's smaller, do we put it in lower, longer? How much? Like, we were... But, yeah, this first batch, like, I went to fold over the dough, and it was like, fuck you. Yeah. So I basically had, like, little half moon, like, with a split top of just, like, I'm hanging out, which was fine. Yeah. Like, it cooked fine. It ate fine. Mm-hmm. But that's not... what I want to be bringing to pie.
Sure, kind of yeah. Quality. You need to up your game.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that Eric Thompson
curse the French.
Has been practicing as well.
Hand pies?
No, not hand pies.
Oh, good.
He posted a picture on Facebook of his pie in what's the word I'm looking for? In practice.
In situ.
In training. In experimentation. That's the word.
Yes.
So... we will see. My children have decided.
Yes.
My daughter has decided she wants to make a s'mores pie.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, shit. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 years. That's fine. She can take it over.
Yeah. No, that's what she...
allow this. Mm-hmm.
That's what she... this is her choice and her decision and what she wanted to do. Because last year she wanted to do the granola bar pie, and that was completely her choice.
Mm.
And so, yeah, at this point, I just ask her what she wants to make, and she tells me. I don't lead her at all.
No.
But Asher still wants to make the rainbow unicorn pie.
Aww.
So.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I think I should probably still make the pumpkin, the allergen-free pumpkin.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that do. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, there's a part of me that's like, now it's almost expected. And I'm like, now I gotta do it. But then I think about, like, my friends that are there that can't eat anything else that's at the table. So it's like, right.
I'm still reminded of Greg's gluten-free pie. That was a good one. He used ground beef as the crust.
Yeah.
And the inside was full of, like, chicken and rice. It was like a chicken pot pie type thing with a ground beef crust.
Nice. Mm.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hand pies are definitely going to be glutinous.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be dairy-free, yeah. So...
I think Rader Lee and I are going to make the kind of standbys that we make every year to just to make sure that there's enough savory.
Oh, sure.
Sure, sure.
She's going to do the scotch egg. I'm going to do the pickle cheeseburger and the picadillo. And so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Excellent. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, yeah. Did that on Saturday. I did. I don't remember. What did you do, Salsa? And then mm-hmm. I'll see if I remember anything
on
else.
Saturday? Or sure. Or just in the last week? I replaced the floor for most of the week. I went to the state high school hockey tournament.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Is what I did. Watched those games, and those were good. It's... I guess the people that care already know what happened, and the people that don't care don't care.
I'll pretend to care briefly.
Hockey was had, and there was some fantastic moments and some amazing highlights, and mm-hmm. there was one bench clearing brawl, and there was some highs and lows, and I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and then. We took the kids and brought them to their grandma's house on mm-hmm. Saturday night. And I went and saw my wife's play.
Mm-hmm.
High school production of Much Ado About Nothing. The gender-bended Much Ado.
Ah.
So it was, instead of what's the name? Instead of Beatrice and Benedict, it was Bernardo and Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And Hero was still Hero, just a guy.
All right, yeah. Sure.
All
and
right.
Claudio became Claudia.
Mm.
Nice.
Don Pedro became Donna Pedro. And Don John became Joan Donna.
Huh.
Or Jean Donna.
Okay.
What else? The hero's father.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Leonidas, but it's not. It's that became Leonora.
Oh.
It took place in a contemporary setting. Mm-hmm. The women were cadets. And, you know, coming back from
nice. Yeah.
Training.
Somewhere. And the...
overseas.
It was Messina became Messina University.
Oh.
It was a college.
Oh.
And Leonora was the dean of the college. Bernardo and Hero were students, you mm-hmm. know. And then the cadets, the soldiers, came back from war or whatever it was they were off doing and came to stay, and then things happened. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
One of the things that they did say in the program was, you know, we did change things out, you know, gender-wise, and some things just didn't work at all, and so we had to cut lines or change lines.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff is just... it's still there.
Right.
And some situations might make some people uncomfortable, and you have to ask yourself, why is it uncomfortable for you if it's a guy instead of a girl?
Yeah.
You know? Like the whole, you know, you killed my daughter, you have to marry her cousin now. And here it was, you killed my son, you have to marry his cousin now. And it was just like, that somehow in our society feels...
Interesting.
Like, you don't just give a man away, like, what, you know, type thing.
Right.
It was just, like, some of those situations that just kind of were part of the play before, it's kind of became bubbling up a little bit more, and was like, oh, yeah. this is interesting.
Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was really good.
Nice.
You know, it was really, really good in a lot of ways. And the seduction.
Oh my god!
Of the nursemaid, which was his college friend. This is a high school. How are you going to do that? It was fantastically done because the Baraccio became Bertha and was played by Cecilia.
Oh, nice.
So she had to seduce Michael and be seen seducing Michael on the balcony.
Right.
And what they did is they had just a window in an upper, an upper window backlit, and so you could see the shadow, and it was just her, like, taking the pin out of her hair and shaking her hair out and then doing the finger crook thing.
Yes.
And then there's an embrace, and then they move on. It was just like, it was really well done. It was like, oh good, they can do this for high school.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that.
But the point was clear. but it was really, and it was very funny. Their Dogberry was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. And this, by the way, is a moment. So the kid who played Dogberry, he is amazingly funny.
Okay.
He is autistic.
Oh, all right.
And so I was talking with my wife about this, and just the various ways, like, part of that means that when he makes a decision, he just goes.
Oh.
Like, there isn't that, like, internal filter that most people have of, like, is this socially acceptable, blah, blah, blah. He's just like, this is the decision I'm making, and he does it. And it's big, and it's huge, and it's hilarious. But watching that character, I suddenly went, holy shit. Dogberry is autistic.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why I was like, oh, yeah.
And suddenly it was like, this makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
So I immediately messaged Molly, who is going to be playing Dogberry in the Fearless version, and it was like, I just had this, and Molly was like, holy shit. Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
So, but yeah, like, suddenly that character made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was absolutely hilarious. There, Bernardo and
Bethany.
Yes, Bernardo and Bethany are dating in real life.
Aww.
And so, like, during rehearsals, like my wife actually had to be like, okay, pretend to not be so, comfortable with each other. Yeah. You know, like. Yes, you're in love now, but it's still new. Yeah. There's got to be a little hesitancy.
Yes, remember when you first started?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, they were both fantastic. Like, Bernardo, super comfortable on stage, just absolutely wandered around, completely loose, completely, just having a good time. You know, and their Bethany has some fantastic physical comedy.
Nice.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Mm. And improvised.
Nice.
Like, at one point, one of the, like, the, because when she's hiding behind the like, topiary when they're first discussing, so your cousin is in love with Bethany? So she's, like, behind the little bits of topiary on this, and, like, a little potted plant, like, fell over. And so she, like, picked it up and then, like, was army crawling across the stage with this little potted plant in front of her, and it was just brilliant.
Nice.
Randomly was like, yeah, she's never done that before. That was real. She just issued, this is a thing that happened, and she went with it.
Nice.
Great instincts.
Awesome.
Great instinct. It was thoroughly enjoyable, and it was a lot of fun. And if you missed it, you missed it. But it was, I mean, it was much ado. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Nice.
That does sound fucking awesome. Most of my weekend was spent doing intense web programming, which is why I'm so...
Yeah, I like, appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully lots of people will appreciate that.
I spent some of my weekend doing intense web stuff, too.
And I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Go Team Fearless.
Yeah. Saturday night was closing for Fearless Five.
Yes, it was.
And it was also like cast party. So of course Joe and I showed up for that.
Fair.
But we first stopped at the sports bar down the street.
As one does.
Play some pool.
Oh.
Because we've discovered that we enjoy playing pool, and I enjoy kicking his ass. So we went down to the sports bar, then we went up to, and we actually tried to be up there for loadout. Like, that was the actual goal. But it took forever to get the card, clear the tab and everything so that we could go. So by the time I got that done, they were loading the last of it out and just like, well, I'm holding open a door. Now I'm fearless, right? I'm like, no. but yeah, so we hung out inside for a little bit, and then everybody decided that they wanted to go to the sports bar down the street.
Oh.
That we had just come from.
Well, there's that.
So we went back to the bar like an hour later. Like, hi guys, we're here again. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And we sang some karaoke and had some drinks. Nice. And it was a good time. But yeah, just that back and forth. Like, all right, time to go over to the mounds. Oh, going back to the sports bar.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we did that. I don't remember what I did with my Friday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had a thing, but I can't remember what. And it's driving me insane. What did I do with my Friday? You guys tell me, what did I do?
You ate a... No, not a banana. ate a grapefruit.
Ew. No.
You made a living child out of non-latex balloons.
Ooh.
You made a personal best in card house height.
You got the high score in Miss Pac-Man at the closest arcade.
God, I wish.
You took a walk around the block backwards.
Kind of.
Huh.
Joe and I
don't know how I did it, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
Joe and I had sushi.
I can see how that's
at
related.
At Fujiya.
Yeah.
And then we walked down to the old booze store that we used to go to back when Matt and I lived in the uptown area.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that booze store. And I've told this story before, but it happened again, so I'm going to tell it again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Bill at one point had brought me back a bottle of wine called Sweet Bitch.
Yes.
And then we went to the booze store and they didn't have it. Hmm. So Bill got them to order it, and they still carry it there to this day.
Nice.
So Joe, we walk in and Joe's like, oh, we should see if they have any of that wine. I'm like, oh God, you're so sweet.
Aw.
Aw. So yeah, not quite backwards, but we did walk a couple blocks to get there, to get the booze. So.
Very nice.
Yeah. Also sushi. Yeah, no, I can't think of whatever. It's been so much die laughing. It's just been so much die laughing.
Yeah, it has. I wanted to play video games this weekend.
Yeah.
I never did.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon. Maybe. I hope. Yeah.
Maybe soon?
Yeah. We put... Bryn had wanted very, very desperately a special edition, like limited edition Nintendo Switch. They made a super fucking cute one, and by the time we got everything together and went to find one to pre-order, like, pre-orders were closed, no one had them, eBay was selling, like, basically you buy it now and for another $180 or something, and I will send it to you once I get it.
Damn.
Yeah.
So she wasn't the only one that wanted this.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it is legitimately pretty fucking cute. However, she did something really cool. She was like, you know what? Instead of worrying about this thing that I may not get and spending all kinds of money on getting something that just, like, looks cute.
Right.
I am going to buy the regular one, and I'm going to make it cute.
Nice.
So she had her first experience applying decals.
Yes.
She bought a brand new Nintendo Switch, and then she applied, like, these really super pleasant decals.
Nice.
To it. And she did a fucking fantastic job. But she's ridiculously happy with it. I may have procured for her Stardew Valley because I promised
yes.
that I would.
And I showed her Stardew on my computer.
That has
like it's adorable like this. And consumed, she's like, that is adorable.
Consumed some portion of our lives.
It.
Yes.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessa was also super enthusiastic about it when she found out that Bryn, one, had, like, queued it up her Switch with this really
awesome
decal set, but then also that that Bryn was playing Stardew Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jessa and Steve and I have a farm that we call the family farm. We haven't
makes sense.
Played it for quite a while, but, yeah.
It sticks with you.
Yeah. We still have that farm.
Jessa was like, just wait until you build irrigation, and then you're freed up to go and mine more things. It's always the next thing. She was like, that's Stardew Valley. Yeah, it's just always the next thing. Yeah.
I pictured Jessa saying that as she's slowly backing away.
Right.
Always the next.
The door thing. Shuts as if on its own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's an extraordinarily pleasant game. I ended up buying it so that we could play that together, and it's pretty good.
It's a really cute game.
Yeah.
And I love that it's got like 18 different mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
When Steve, Jess, and I went to build our family farm, everybody was like, "Oh, so you're the planner, right? You're the one that's figuring out who's doing what and who's going where." And I'm like, "Nope." Nope, I go off and I forage and I do some farming stuff and whatever, but it's all Steve. And they're like, "What, Steve?" I'm like, "Yeah, I spend my entire life planning shit. If I'm going to play a game to escape, the last thing I'm going to do is plan more shit."
Yeah. That's how Bryn ended up with Pokemon instead of Fire Emblem, because she got to the point in Fire Emblem Three Houses when she was playing games on my Switch.
Yep.
She was like, I reached a point where they were like, "Here, create these student plans for their lessons." And she was like,
"No.
Fuck that.
Yep.
Fuck all of this."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that was that's what we did for Stardew. And it was
nice.
Fun.
That is. Yeah.
Like Stardew, you can just do whatever, really.
Seems like.
You can focus on the social aspects if you want. Try to get yourself a wife.
Get me a wife.
Which
all three of us, by the way, playing Stardew. The three of us were all chasing women. They've got some cute women in the Stardew Valley game.
Yeah,
like Emily. Oh my god, she's so adorable. Oh, if she was a real person, I'd want to do her.
This was,
but she's just pixels.
Also,
so
an amazing.
It's like the cutest pixel crush ever.
This was also an amazing conversation between Bryn and your daughter. Because Jessa was like, "Yeah, who are you dating?" And Bryn was like, "I think I'm, you know, gonna like, I'm looking after this woman, and she's really sweet and super cute." And Jessa was like, "Yeah, she's good." And
but have you considered?
She was like, "Have you considered Emily?" Yeah,
yeah.
We all like
Emily.
They had a fucking like amazing conversation about how adorable Emily is.
Emily is like Emily will everybody.
All right.
It doesn't matter if you're a straight chick, you will want Emily.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Just that fucking adorable.
Stardew Valley.
I mean, honestly, if I was going to be going for any of those characters, it would be Robin.
Oh.
But Robin is married.
Yeah.
Robin is like one of the few characters you can't. But like the carpenter chick that just comes out and builds shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that's totally my type. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And just like does so randomly sometimes just for being nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. Anyway, I think we've lost Salsa entirely.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I do that to you guys all the time, so whatever.
I mean, sometimes you're having conversations with where neither of us understands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I cut the hockey thing really short today.
Oh, good job.
I was modestly interested.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
We'll take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back.
And I'm Jenna.
And I'm Jenna.
No, wait. You're not.
And I'm Salsa. Take two. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm James. Fuck.
Fuck.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Fuck. Wait, no. Hold on. And Fuck Salsa.
Yeah, Fuck Salsa.
I'm okay with this.
All right. Are we getting more scotches?
More scotch.
Scotch.
Right now we are going to be consuming a Benriach.
You're a Benriach.
A Benriach.
Benriach.
Oh, a Benriach.
A Benriach.
One for you.
Oh.
Oh, sorry guys, that was my
one
Dr.
for
Pepper,
you.
One scotch.
For me.
I did not slurp the scotch.
And
I wanted to be
one
clear
for
that.
Me.
All right. Okay. What do we have? We have a
Benriach.
What kind?
Peated.
It's peated.
Single malt.
It's a
Scotch whiskey.
Septum?
Septum decim.
Septum decim.
Septum decim.
I'll deck your septum.
17-year-old septum decim.
From the heart of Speyside.
Oh.
Non-chill filtered.
So we have a Speyside 17-year-old scotch.
Not
holy fuck, I can smell that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you not remember the Benriach?
Mm.
Yeah, this is peaty as shit.
I mean...
Oh, it's got thick
that's
peatiness.
That's amazing, actually.
Yes.
Peaty as shit.
Veiny.
Mm.
Peatiness.
Throbbing. Veiny.
It's got a head on it.
Oh, God, yes. Keep talking.
Stiff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Firm. It's like a hardness to it.
Just, you could sink your teeth into it.
You know, nope, that's not doing it for me,
nope,
guys.
There we go.
Yeah. It's, I wanted more, and then you guys kept talking, and I was like, nope, yep. Now this is just weird.
That's how men do
this
it.
Is, yeah.
Just go too far.
Salsa's national anthem. All right.
Pretty much. You know, it's that is a rather apropos sound because it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Yes. You know how Fast Five works. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Bryn.
Yay.
Ooh, yay, Bryn.
Oh, sweet bun.
Oh, it's a trap.
Oh, Jesus.
James, it's a trap.
Oh.
Bryn says hello!
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 This is friends of the podcast, Jess and Bryn.
Ooh.
We are drinking after our long day at work as art teachers and thought we'd drop by.
Nice.
Well, all right.
Here are a few questions to brighten up your otherwise dreary lives.
Uh-oh.
Question number one.
There.
Salsa or Jenna?
Oh, Jenna.
Jenna.
I'm
Jenna.
Salsa, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. There are very few times where the answer is salsa and not Jenna.
Question number two. Wallet?
What do you like on your chips? Jenna.
Wallet or phone?
Oh.
Maybe it's like, which one will wreck your fucking day if you forget it?
Yes.
I think phone. Even if you forget your wallet, you can pay for shit with your phone now.
I got a new wallet that I can keep my phone in.
Oh.
So if I forget my wallet, I've forgotten both. But if I forget my phone, I've only forgotten my phone. So I'm going to say wallet.
Huh. Yep, my friend Raina has a phone case that carries her cards and ID. Mm-hmm. So if she loses that at a bar,
yep.
Fuck.
And you can't even call to cancel them because you don't have your phone either.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, you can't. You can get home using like an app mm-hmm. if you need to.
I'm going to say phone because a phone is a lot more useful. Hell, you can pay for shit with your phone now.
Right.
Yeah. So in that respect, the answer is phone. And on the other side, which is worse if you lose it, phone. Because if you lose your wallet, you can cancel your cards.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
But you can't do that when you lose your phone, you're fucked.
Actually, I deal with all of my card stuff online. So I can, assuming I don't lose my computer, my Chromebook, my tablet.
I'll just knock on wood for you.
Like all three of those. Like I've got backups of backups of backups is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This surprises me not at all about you.
Right.
Well, the difficulty is, if I lose my wallet somewhere, I don't have a way to call it. If I drop my phone in a bar, something like that.
I have thought about getting the little tile
guys. Yeah?
The RFID.
Those seem really good.
Well, I mean, because I have...
GPS, that's the word.
Well, you get those tied to your Google Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you can just
That find them amazing.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
That is the thing that I've always wanted to have, is to be able to use one of those voice assistants and go like, Alexa, where are my fucking keys? Please?
Yeah, I mean, I do that with my phone all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Google, where's my phone? And Google's like, would you like me to call it? And I'm like, yes, please. And then I hear it in my own pocket. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Google.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My answer might be phone. Because of because my mom left her phone at the office, and we thought she was dead.
Okay.
She was an hour late to meet us somewhere, and we couldn't reach her phone, and it was just ringing off the hook. And we couldn't reach her at work, and we were terrified.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I say wallet is because wallet and phone combo.
Yeah.
Whereas phone is just phone. But, like, if it was, like, I was going to lose one or the other, like, the phone would definitely be. I just happen to keep my phone in my wallet now. Yeah. So.
Fair.
Anyway, I think we're all agreed.
Okay. Question number three.
Wow.
Jumped the gun on it a little bit there.
Well, because.
That was perfect.
I was missing the other one, so I'm trying to balance
out. I see. Okay. Car or house?
Oh, God.
I think you can survive without a car, but without a house, you're pretty fucked. Like, that's not a pleasant situation to be in.
I mean, my car, though.
There's that.
My car is pretty big.
Yeah,
it is. I can live out of my car.
It is the Brute Squad. Like,
I couldn't live out of James's car.
Homelessness is a statistic. Carlessness, not so much.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, what am I saving up for? A house.
Yeah.
What am I hoping to get to help, like, establish a house? Like, but I do love my car. Don't get me wrong.
Buying a new car has felt like the first thing, you know, like the first step into adulthood.
Yeah. Often, yeah.
Mm. Now, I'm going to say having a kid for me, because I didn't buy my first car till after.
That's a better answer.
I had a kid, and I felt not at all like an adult, but at least, you know, that was a step.
Yeah, Jenna having a kid makes me feel like an adult.
Yeah, no, it
doesn't. I just feel old as fuck around you.
I bought a car first, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, most people do, and most people should, actually, if you're going to line that up. I'm going to say house.
Okay.
Car.
Okay. Question number four. Two tablespoons of paste or half a glue stick?
Which would be better to have eaten?
Right. That's
or
that's
I think which would be more useful?
Which does more damage?
Oh.
Which is more annoying when it gets in stuff?
Fuck.
The glue stick would be more annoying, because paste, you can just keep wetting it until it's no longer paste.
I feel like the answer to all of the questions we asked is glue stick.
I'm pretty sure glue stick is the primary point here. Although, which would you rather eat?
Glue stick.
Paste.
I think the paste, because paste is Jenna just water and flour.
Oh, no, the glue stick is a popsicle. And the more you suck on it, then you just twist the thing and it pops up like a pop-up sucker.
My son
may eat chapstick every so often.
Chapstick's not quite the same.
No, but it's very similar.
I'm just reminded of a friend of ours from a fire troop that used to play the non-toxic game. Do you know the story that I'm about to tell?
Oh?
No.
Yes, no. I know the story, and that's why I'm shaking my head.
I don't.
So a friend of ours, I'm going to call him Don. So.
All right. Don Patton.
No. Oh. No, oh, okay. Actually, no. Although a friend of Dan's.
Yeah.
So our friend Don, who is not Dan, used to play the non-toxic game, wherein he would take a bite out of anything that was not toxic. It had to be labeled non-toxic.
Fuck.
So, like, there were, like, markers, and there was, Play-Doh. Like, glue and Play-Doh, like, all of these things, right?
Shit.
And then, and all you had to do was be like, hey, Don, it says non-toxic, and he'd be like, all right, take a bite. So at one point, Don was inebriated in possibly various states, different levels, all at the same time.
Hopped up on glue sticks.
Thus, he has a code name. So Don was very fucked up. And somebody goes, hey, Don, it says non-toxic. And so Don grabs the deodorant.
No.
And is like, okay, I'll take a bite out of this, but I'm going to have to do it over there. And so he, like, goes into the bathroom, and he's sitting there, and he's thinking to himself, he's like, okay, how do I make it look like I took a bite out of this without actually taking a bite out of this? I know, I'll take a bite out of this.
God damn it.
And so then what you hear from the other room is, and that was the end of the non-toxic game.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Some people never learn.
He eventually did. He drank all of the water because, like, that's what it is. It's absorbing.
Yeah.
It absorbs. So, like, he's just dry. Yeah.
But after that, we'll be able to tell who Don is just purely based on the smell of his farts, I think. Mm.
Baby fresh.
Fantastic breath,
yeah. Old Spice?
So anyway, I'm going paste.
Paste.
Question number five. Mouth or eyeball?
Eyeball.
I don't like things at, near, or around my eyeballs.
Eyeball.
Nope. I'm going to go mouth. Mouth seems safer overall.
That's why I'm going eyeball.
Maybe would you rather have somebody sneeze into your eyeball or your mouth?
None of the above.
Eyeball.
No.
I would pick eyeball there too.
That way you wouldn't have to taste it.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Eyeball for that one. Ew. God. Ah, more scotch. Fuck. Yeah. God.
All right.
I made myself unhappy.
Email 2.
Good.
Email 2. Subject line, the fucking questions, yo.
Delightful.
Bryn says, welcome to our torment. We need you to graphically imagine each of these questions since this is our life.
Well, shit.
Question number 1. Who would you rather have as a group project partner in school?
Jenna.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, gosh. Jenna.
Shit.
God. Do not choose me as a... No.
Oh, yeah.
God, no.
I don't... How is that even a...
Well, what if the group project is how much Jenna. Deodorant someone can eat?
Then Jenna would organize the other person to do it.
Well, yeah, yeah, but then I wouldn't want to be her partner.
That's fair.
Still Jenna.
Yeah.
Question 2.
I would find the best and the safest way to go about it.
Well, there's... Well, yeah, that's pretty true.
Question 2. Which would you rather have stolen out of your desk? Wallet or phone?
Yeah...
Yeah, my wife has had to deal with that one, too.
Shit.
Wallet.
Cancel those cards.
In fact, I've got protection on all of my cards, so...
Yep, just go... Just,
probably
just,
wallet.
Yep.
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 Question 3.
Actually, I do need a new phone.
Oh, huh, there you go.
But everything is Google, so...
Oh,
everything is Google.
Question 3. Which... front door would you rather have a poorly depicted yet obviously recognizable dick sprayed painted onto your house or your car?
I'm gonna go house.
Yeah,
because I could in the meantime just drape something over it. Just close something in the door and have it draped over until I get to it. But I'm not gonna get my car repainted for quite a while.
Yeah,
like I'm too busy. I'm never gonna have the time for it.
I'm going with house.
Yeah.
My first instinct was car, but they said poorly depicted and not well depicted. And if it was well depicted, I would say car.
Well depicted.
Dickmobile.
Yep. Then drive around and show people that.
Also, repainting my front door.
Poorly done, so man.
Yeah.
Repainting my front door is $20. Repainting my car is
exactly
$1,000. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
What is with kids? Never mind.
I don't know. Although,
have you seen dicks? They're hilarious.
Have you got? So you guys know about Wanksy, right? You don't know about Wanksy?
I don't know, but I'm delighted already.
Okay. So you guys know Banksy?
Yes.
There is a guy...
That's the artist, right?
Yep. There is a guy that goes around and draws dicks on potholes so that the city has to fix them.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Amazing.
Yes.
That is a brilliant... That is...
Yes.
Malicious compliance at its finest.
It really is. Like, I'm just... This just brings to mind Wanksy. Like, you know, you're like, well, who draws a dick? Wanksy. Wanksy does it, and he's a goddamn hero.
No, and that is heroic. I completely 100% agree.
It's amazing.
Going, yep. Which would you rather... Oh, question 4. Which would you rather watch a kid fully consume? Glue stick. Half a glue stick, technically.
Was it two teaspoons
of paste? Somebody else... No, two tablespoons. If somebody else is doing that, I really don't care.
Whatever.
It's like... All right, buddy. You have good luck with that later. Try not to strain yourself shitting.
I mean, I watched somebody eat two trays of Peeps, and it's kind of the same thing.
I eat glass. I can't really fault anybody for glue.
He ate glass and then a glue, and he pooped out like a mosaic. Yeah. So there's that.
Why did we invite him on?
No, he's onto something here. Okay.
Finally,
well, you've heard of pop art.
Oh, God.
Question number 5.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
well done,
know.
James.
Hey.
Which would you rather have a kid sneeze into?
No. Oh!
Also true story.
Oh God.
I've had kids. I've had sneezes in face before. Like whatever. Eyeball. At least that we don't have to taste it.
Yeah, eyeball. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, because if your eye throws up, it's just crying.
Yeah, been sneezed in my face, been peed in my face, and poop, whatever.
Did I ever tell you the story of my nephew? When he was in diapers, when people would go to change his diapers, he discovered that peeing on people was a super fun game for him at the time.
Never told me that one. Anyway, so, she says, "Welcome to our world. PD is on Friday. Love, Bryn and Jess."
Yay!
Thank you so very much to Bryn and Jess for the Fast Five. Woo! If you would like to send in a Fast Five, two emails to salsa at AON podcast, you know the deal. Yes?
Nope, never mind. Forgot.
All right, I'll do that. If you have two emails to salsa at AONpodcast.com, the first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices and then give us the context.
Thank you.
Unless you're Mav, then just. Don't
do whatever
you're gonna do.
Whatever the fuck you want.
You're just gonna go. That's fine.
As always, if you get us a physical copy or bribe us in some way, shape, or form, yours goes to the front of the
queue. Money.
Who's I got like money a too. Shout out?
Mm.
I do.
Go ahead.
My shout out is to Salsa and Brie for encouraging me to join this group of insane people getting tattoos to celebrate.
By encourage, do you mean at a meeting we said Salsa's got this idea for a challenge and you went, I'll do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been in Fearless long enough that
that's it.
That was the encouragement.
That's the encouragement
needed,
that I need. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. pardon me. I want to give a shout out to Popeye's Chicken.
Yeah.
Ah, because fucking A, that's good shit. I realized last month I went out to Popeye's 9 times in the month of February.
Nice.
I have no shame. It's delicious. And so far this month, I've already been twice.
Hey.
Also, their 2-piece meal is only a little over $5. So, yep. Anyway, shout out to Popeye's for being awesome and not homophobic.
Woo! Cool. I'm going to give my shout out to math.
Like Pythagorean?
Math.
Just
mathematics.
All math.
Because A, math is fucking cool.
Yeah, it is.
And B, Pi Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Without pi, there would be no pi. And without pi, there would be no pi. That made sense in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of those is fairly accurate.
Sure. Anyway, and so I you know, math gets a bad rap, and I think it shouldn't.
Hmm. Oh. Fair.
Are we rapping in math now?
I mean. Yes.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay. Who? Okay. All right. Yeah. Who's got something to plug?
Hey, listeners.
Dear listeners.
It is your good friend, Jenna. There is a goal that I have right now that you, yes, you listeners, you could help me with this goal. I am trying to encourage growth and development
and mental anguish
and a little with a dear friend of mine who I care immensely for one Jason of the High Five Guys.
Yes.
I feel like he's a little stuck and he just needs some encouragement to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And to try new things.
Mm.
And if you donate to my fundraiser for Die Laughing, and my fundraiser makes more than his fundraiser, he will have the opportunity to grow as a performer and take some improv classes.
That's so wonderful.
You know, I don't know why we don't have Sarah McLachlan playing in the background right now. Thank you. Good enough.
Because God, no.
So yeah, right now, the amount that has been raised is the same amount it was last week. I do have a slight edge over Jason right now, but I only have $50. And my goal, my actual goal, is to get up to
$500.
Mm-hmm. So, dear listener, if you could find it in your heart to help a fellow friend of ours and donate to my fundraiser to give Jason the opportunity for improv. Link that in the notes?
Yep, naturally.
Okay, cool.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's what I got.
James?
I'm going to be in 9 shows at the end of this month. Watch Die Laughing.
What's that? Haven't heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Never heard
fucking
of it.
Wow. Wow. All right. So there's that.
I'm going crazy.
That's a thing that happened. And I'm reaping all the benefits. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And also, Salsa and I are getting tattoos if either, if we reach $500 a piece, or if, as a group, the three of us reach $1,000, and we are not super far from that goal. We just need several small nudges or like one or two like really sizable pushes, shoves. We have already set aside the money to get the tattoos. We are donating our bodies and our time and our money to make it happen. All of the money that gets donated goes to Fearless, a cause that we believe in so much that we are going to be inscribing something permanently on our bodies to remind us of it.
Yeah. No, to get to 1,000 for all three of us, collectively, all three of us only need to raise like $50 a day, which split amongst three people, you know, that's
right.
Easy.
I did the math on mine.
We can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
We just need people to do that.
$26 a day would put me over.
It's really, really simple. But Fearless needs money.
Yes, they do.
In order to do what they do.
Yes.
And I think
we do.
We all know how much they do. So.
Yeah.
Because we hear that Jenna is in charge of almost all of it. So there's that.
So. But yeah, and then Die Laughing is obviously coming up, so we'll be talking about that for the next few weeks, of course.
Yep.
Is there anything else anybody would like to mention? Anything at all?
Not currently. I'll have more things next week to talk about.
Okay. In that case, thank you so very much for listening. Thank you to Jess and Bryn for the
PS5. Yay!
As always... As always,
press it again, quick.
No. You only get one. Share it between the two of you.
Oh, thanks, Spider-Man. As always, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.